Hello, Audio Boo. I am in the mountains in, I don't know how to pronounce it, Sevierville, Tennessee. It's near Pigeon Forge. And yeah, I'm here with my entire family pretty much. They were just counting people. I think we've got like 16, 17 people here. So it's pretty wild, as you can hear. I have the door closed to the room so I can talk and you guys can hear me, but yeah, it's pretty loud. We are struggling to find things to do because it is raining like crazy. Probably can't hear it because they're so loud, but I can actually hear it really well in the room. Let's see. So, anyway, we drove here yesterday. It's like a 7-hour trip from Fayetteville. And it was pretty weird because we actually had to go, to get here, you have to, like, go through, South Carolina and then come back up, so, it's pretty weird, but, long trip. I rode in the third seat with my sister. She drove my, mom's old Suburban, and, that was pretty interesting, interesting trip because I haven't ridden back there since I was a young child, so, well, I'd say young, but probably like maybe 12 at the latest. And yeah, so we drove up here and it was exhausting and tiring, and people who know me know I have a certain injury from when I fell a few years ago, about 4 years ago now. And it affects me, so when I got here, all I wanted to do was lay down. And, of course, when I get here, the air up here where I am, I'm on the third floor in this gigantic cabin. It's huge. It has, they say it has 7 bedrooms, but actually it's 6, because up here on the third floor is like a, there's like a main area. It's like a, it's got like a balcony so we can look over into the living room area, and there's a bed and a bunk bed there. So they're calling that a bedroom, but anyway. But the air is not working up here, so I couldn't come up here, and then I was wanting to listen to Daniel, aka at DJ Big Apples with a Z on Twitter. I was wanting to listen to his show on Electroshock Radio and Skype with them because there is free Wi-Fi here. However, it sucks. And it was really terrible at the time. Like, if I tried to send a tweet, it would take a long time to even send a tweet and give me errors. I tried listening to Electroshock and it gave me an error. as if, you know, it would make me think that the station were down, but it wasn't, because I tried, you know, I listened on my iPad on LTE and that was fine. So, but I didn't want to keep using data because I will need it on Sunday when we go back. So, anyway, so much for that. I was very disappointed. So I was walking around here. I couldn't sit down. Everybody wanted me to sit down, and I'm like, no, I don't feel good. It's either sit down, I mean stand up, or lie down. I'm not going to do any sitting. So I walked around here and examined the place, explored, and it's pretty fun. My brother, my twin brother, who is actually sighted, was like, yeah, I keep forgetting which floor I'm on. And so I'm pretty impressed with my ability to learn the layout of the house. I walked it one time and I understand it completely, and it's a bit confusing. So on the bottom floor, which is where I came in, there is like a game room and then 2 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. And the game room has all kinds of stuff, arcade games, pool table, everything, foosball table, a big screen TV with a bunch of movies and two futons. So I could have slept down there. I almost did because it was so hot. And then you go up and you're on the main floor, which has a kitchen and a living room area, and then like two big tables. And then, well, I think one of them holds, I think they said like 15 or something people. And then a deck off of it. There's two decks, one on the bottom and then one on the main floor. And then there's two bedrooms on that floor as well. And two bedrooms, two baths, and a half bath. And then on the top floor, which is where I am, there's the big open area, which I mentioned earlier, that has a bed and wow, it got quiet out there. It got so quiet all of a sudden, and just so distracting. But anyway, a bunk bed. And it's got its own bathroom. And then there's two bedrooms up here as well, with their own bathrooms. So, it's a pretty big place. I think they said, like, over 4,600 square feet of living space or something. But it's pretty awesome. And there's a hot tub on the lower deck. And I think the kids were in that yesterday, so it's getting some use. All the tubs are jacuzzi tubs. At some point, I want to try mine out. But I haven't. I've just taken a shower. So, but yeah, it's a pretty nice place. It's not the place we originally rented because apparently the water went out on there. And they were trying to, it's well water, and they were trying to refill it, so it apparently wasn't filling up quick enough. So they pushed us to have this one, and it's okay, but the view isn't great, especially for me. And it's not as nice, you know, it's not anything fancy, but, I mean, it's fancy, but it's not fancy like the other one, so, it kind of sucks. I'm like, this just isn't my day for things working out yesterday, so, but yeah, and we were looking at another one, but it was a little bit smaller. It would have had really good views as well, but they didn't want to do that. They wanted the bigger one, so here we are, and it's raining anyway, so I can't, it's raining and foggy, so I can't see. I think you can see, like, a little bit of a mountain and stuff. No, they're outside. And you can see a little bit of a mountain and stuff through the trees, but most of it's just, like, trees around here. That's all you can see. But it's not that exciting. I'm pretty disappointed because it's all I wanted to do is just relax and look out at the mountains. But it is what it is. So, that's pretty much what's going on with me. There's a few other things, but they're not really related. So I'll, probably do an audio boo later, at some point, or, well, after the trip at some point, about that. But yeah, so that's pretty much that. I'll be around, sort of, if people want to chat with me on Twitter. I'm available, sort of, and so there's not much to do, but I'm gonna go back down there and be around family and at least enjoy that aspect of it, because it's kind of rare that we have this many people together on a trip, so, because usually we go to our little cabin at the beach, and, well, it'll only hold so many people. Anyway, I'm gonna go now, but I hope everyone is doing well, and I will talk to y'all later. Bye, Audioboo!